Hello, and thanks for listening to the ninth episode of our Talking Alexa podcast. I'm Jonathan Patricio, a technical advisor and Alexa evangelist, and I'm here with Joel Evans, Alexa champion, and one of the founding members of our global Alexa lab. Please say hello, Joel.
Hello.
Before we jump into today's topic, I wanted to give you a little more insight into why we started this podcast. Quite simply, we're big believers in the power of voice, and we want to share it with you. So please reach out if there's anything you'd like to know. Each week or so, we'll be discussing the latest voice trends and use cases, highlighting the latest features and releases, and of course, answering any questions you may have about getting started with voice in your business. And this week, there's a lot that's new, and we'll get to that in a moment. So with that said, let's get started. This is our ninth episode. Last time, we wrapped up our fourth part series on the anatomy of a skill, where we focused on our envisioning process, design, development, and publishing of a skill. We hope you enjoyed listening to the series as much as we enjoyed creating it. Today, we're going to discuss the latest with Alexa. As I hinted, there was a ton of announcements yesterday, so let's dive straight in. Yesterday, even we were surprised to see the breadth of new Echo hardware offerings that landed on Amazon.com. So Joel, how many shiny new objects did you order yesterday?
Far too many, Jonathan. You know me too well. I ordered the Echo Spot. I ordered the Echo Plus. I don't think I ordered the Echo Buttons, and we could talk about all these in a second, because I don't think you could. I signed up to be notified about them. But before we even get into that, one thing, because there were so many announcements, one thing that didn't get as much fanfare is 25,000 skills in the skill store now.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing. And now there's a whole bunch of new shiny objects and devices that will be able to consume them, right? So,
even I was tempted and I ordered myself an Echo Spot, which I think is to be delivered somewhere, I don't know, around Christmas.
No, I think that one come. Which one comes sooner? Is it the Spot?
Yeah.
One of these come. I'll have to look at the dates.
Yeah. I seem to remember there was an October date and a December date.
Oh, all right. We'll have to look at those. But I think the big news is, as much as there were big announcements at the Consumer Electronics Show in January where they said Alexa was going to be everywhere, there's been a whole lot of announcements. There hasn't been as much hardware as we had expected to come to market by now. I was tracking it for a while. Maybe I'll find the URL and make a little bit.ly and we can mention it on the next podcast. But I was tracking it for a while. But what's interesting is, you know, once again, Amazon has come to the table with its own. Quick roundup, we had a brand new Amazon Echo, which is now $99.99 or $100, depending on who you ask. It's supposed to have better speaker, and it also now has like a fabric surround, and you can sort of customize it and do all your own fun stuff with it. The Echo Plus now comes, it's $150, and it's got a built-in smart home hub. So okay. Gone will be the need to, I'm assuming, run an app to then do the discovery and then tell your Echo that it exists inside of your Alexa app and get all that going. It's not as arduous as it sounds, but if all I had to do instead was have a connected device and tell my Echo Plus to discover devices and all of a sudden it worked, then that's pretty amazing.
Sounds like it's just going to make it even easier for people to set that up, you know, where I suppose that discovery step can be a little finicky.
Yeah, well, and the Echo Plus with the smart home hub, if you click on any of the links on Amazon.com and look at the Echo and Echo Plus and Echo Spot, there's videos that the team has put together that show it off. And the Echo Plus, for a limited time, is actually shipping with a Philips Hue smart bulb. So just to give you an idea of how they're trying to really make it effortless. So for $150 right away, you're now in the smart home world with your brand new Echo. So that's pretty cool.
Now those Echo Pluses look pretty much the same as an Echo, a regular Echo. But I do see that they've got one that is sort of silver, which I guess might be kind of useful to know that it's different from if you have an old Echo.
Oh, exactly. That's actually the one I ordered.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it needed to differentiate it somehow.
Yeah, before we move on to the onto the other offerings, the Echo itself, like, can you talk a little more about that? They look a bit shorter than the Tap, perhaps, and a little shorter than the actual Echo. What is different about the Echo versus the Echo that I have now?
I think the sound is going to be much better. I mean, the price is obviously cheaper. You've got six different colors to choose from to get started. And I think otherwise it's got all the similar stuff built in. So certainly runs on the magic of Alexa. But they were saying it's a, you know, upward firing tweeter, downward firing subwoofer, and all the usual stuff. But, you know, smaller, fatter. They're also offering some deals like they did when they first rolled the Dot out. So you've got like a buy three, save $50 Echo 3 pack to really fully surround your house. And I think the other interesting thing now is, and they didn't really talk about it, but they are showing it off in the videos, as I mentioned, and we are talking about it right before the podcast. There's a whole, you can now do a sort of Sonos style, you know, play music everywhere scenario. So I think these, you know, three packs of things that sound pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Sound wise. So let's see, $3. So you save $50 when you buy three. Is that what I said? So for $250, you're basically dropping echoes throughout your house with like great sound. So that's pretty
cool.
And
actually, I'm wondering if this is kind of a preemptive move against Apple HomePod, who are supposed to be coming out with something around the Christmas timeframe as well, where they've actually incorporated Dolby processing inside of these little Echo devices to make them, you know, better sound quality, certainly better than the Echo Dot, but maybe better even than the Echo that currently exists, do you think?
I think it's supposed to sound better than the Echo that currently exists. Like, we'll have to look back on that one, but certainly better than the Dot. I mean, the Dot had like has a tiny little speaker, whereas the Echo and the Echo Plus are sharing the same woofer and tweeter specs as of right now. And what's interesting is I just found a quick little spec sheet comparison thing. We haven't talked about the Spot yet, but the Spot actually has a bigger speaker than the Dot. So if the Dot has 0.6-inch speaker, the Show has two 2-inch speakers. I've noticed right away the Echo Show has really awesome sound. So 2 2-inch speakers versus the Echo, which will now have a 2.5-inch woofer and a 0.6-inch tweeter. Which makes me think that maybe this speaker size in the Dot, this 0.6-inch speaker, may be the same as the tweeter that's in the Echo, but remains to be seen. Gotcha. But anyway, enough geeking out on that. But pretty cool stuff.
Our listeners may not have been aware of that Music Everywhere feature that is currently in their Echoes that they may even not have discovered yet. Can you talk to that? How do you sort of get that set up? And can you talk just a little more about how that works?
Sure. Well, it's the magic of Amazon, again, sort of making new functionality in your Alexa app without even realizing it. So now if you go into settings, you basically create a group, and then voice controlled, very straightforward. You can basically say to play your playlist everywhere or play whatever group name you gave it, or even individual echoes or dots throughout your home. So pretty cool stuff. It's a feature that everybody's been really waiting for. Have you been using it in your house?
I have been. I really like it, actually. I mean, I have a pretty, an old arts and crafts Victorian. There's no way I'm going to rip out all the ceilings and install speakers in every room. So this, for me, is perfect. I've been thinking about doing this, and there have been times where I've played different music in different rooms, and then, of course, you get halfway through between the rooms, and it doesn't sound so good. So just being able to tack on that everywhere word to the end, or whatever word you choose, and it plays on every device. That's where you also realize how many Echo devices you have. And I was just, I would love actually to be able to say, please mute, Echo everywhere. That would be a really nice feature too.
There you go. Yeah, there's, I was even just doing some testing with a new skill this morning, and all the nearest Alexa was picking, the nearest Alexa enabled device, it was an Echo Show in the scenario, was actually picking up on it, and it was a totally different account that I was using. So that one was yelling at me while the one I was trying to get working was being distracted by it. So yeah, the mute everywhere would be a nice feature.
And what else was announced yesterday?
Yeah, sure. So we mentioned the Echo, we mentioned the Echo Plus. The Echo Spot is like going to be my new favorite little darling. It's funny enough, they have templates for it. They actually look like a clock. So they have clock face templates already. But it's it will cause some challenges. I mean, we've talked about development, so there'll be some interesting challenges there, because now you have a round screen to deal with, as opposed to what we were using templates for on the Echo Show. It's $130. As I mentioned, it sounds like it's got a decent speaker in it, and it also has a camera built in, so it should be basically fully functioning like an Echo Show, just now a different form factor and a different design to deal with. I think it's a 2.5-inch screen, if I'm not mistaken. So it should be fun.
It'd be interesting because I actually just tried out having my Echo Show beside my bedside. And one thing I found is, well, one, it's pretty large to have on your bedside table. Two, the screen, even when you turn the screen down to lowest brightness at night, I find it kind of shines a little too much and keeps me awake. So be kind of interesting to see if they've improved the sort of, well, the fact that the screen is smaller is one thing.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how this does.
You can dim your screen. Have you tried to dim your screen?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I dimmed it all the way down to the bottom, but it's still...
I love it. Sometimes I say things as if, like, the obvious thing, maybe Jonathan missed it. You know, you can dim your screen. Oh, I can. My God, that's amazing. I'm going to try that right now. Yeah, been there already. Thanks, Joel.
I think the other thing that is really cool about this thing is that, you know, Echo Show is also able to show some streaming video cameras. Like, there's some integration. And I'm imagining, you know, what a great way to kind of check on your front door when you're laying in bed, you know, without having to kind of get up. And if you're wondering if there's a knock on your door, whether you should get up or not, that is kind of a cool, I think, a cool scenario for having, you know, like this Echo spot by your bedside.
Well, and then the other thing, if you want to think about it this way, let's say you enable drop-in on your Echo Spot, it could actually behave as just a camera if you really wanted it to. So drop one of these things in your living room, and while you're away, you can say, drop-in on my living room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, always thinking. I think it might be a little price. How much are these cameras usually?
Ooh, I don't know. The drop cams? I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that they also add up, like, once you want to.
Something to think about. So anyway, I guess you know, we said this, so the Echo Spot will ship December 19th, so that's pretty cool. So it must be, maybe it was the Plus that is the one that's shipping in October. About it, but the Spot, the one that I really want, doesn't ship right away, but yeah, it looks like end of October.
Right, yeah, Echo Plus is Halloween. Okay,
Halloween gift. Nice.
Spooky.
Spooky drop off. So then we also
I was just gonna say, yeah, then what else?
Yeah. So we've got we'll finish up with all the things that start with Echo, right? So we've also got Echo Buttons, which became the first device in a brand new category of connected products and even developer tools that are going to be coming out, and they're calling it Alexa Gadgets. So you can search for that and go to the Alexa Gadgets homepage. And obviously right now it's showcasing the Echo Buttons, showcasing a couple of launch games, which seem pretty cool and fun. The buttons will be available for a pair of them for $20, so you can imagine some serious stocking stuffers coming. And really the cool thing about it is you can see there's a picture on the page, but you can imagine having some fun interactive experiences, obviously with an Echo Show where you've got a screen right there, but even if it's just an audio experience and you have to push different buttons, like, you know, there's that Jeopardy game that's out there. It's really well produced. There's even, you know, a lot of sort of choose your own adventure stuff that's usually voice driven by earplay, so you can imagine how you can start incorporating the buttons. So really there's a whole bunch of different opportunity now when you start putting the buttons out there, and the fact that the buttons will even change colors programmatically and you can trigger them. You can imagine them like an advanced, like you know, giant game of Simon or something, or you know, like Hot Button, where you got to find the green button as fast as you can. I mean, there's a whole bunch of interesting, fun stuff that you can imagine that developers can start putting together.
Oh, interesting. So what we're sort of saying is this is a way to inject a signal or a trigger from a known button that's known by you. I suppose you can sort of then say, I'm on this one, and associate yourself as a player with the button. Mm-hmm. And then when you press it, the back-end logic can intermingle like voice responses with knowing who actually pressed that button first.
Yeah, which would be pretty fun, right?
That
sounds awesome.
It does. And these are, what, Bluetooth connected, I'm guessing?
Yeah, and they're only two for $20, which is pretty great. So I'm really, really excited to see what comes of those. And then I think, so that's, a couple more things that start with Echo is the Echo Connect. So if you're familiar with Google Home, right now for Google Home, you can make landline phone calls directly from Google Home. You can make Echo to Echo calls today, but you cannot necessarily dial a landline or have a landline call an Echo. So they introduced the Echo Connect, which for $35 turns your Echo into a voice-controlled speakerphone, allows you to connect your home phone to an Echo, call any phone number. So really cool stuff. So you can use your existing home phone service, make and receive calls, all using all using your Echo. So again, pushing you to think about putting Echoes everywhere, right? I mean, I think that's the goal of all of these things. So I like the concept. We'll have to see how it actually works. When's that one ship? I can't remember. Is that another? Is that another Halloween gift?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a December gift.
Yeah, like more mid-December. Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, it was this year I finally gave up on my landline. I was like, I never use that. And all I do is like delete sales calls. But I guess there are some people who, you know, still have their landlines and want to use them. And this is a way that they can do that.
Yeah. Well, and they actually, a lot of the cable companies make it cheaper for you to just keep the landline, right? That's what they want you to do.
So let's see.
I think we're probably hitting close to the end of the podcast, but I think it's one of our longer ones, but I think it's, that's okay. We're excited. It's like Christmas for people that love Alexa, right?
Exactly. Gadgets.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. Right. So, and we can even talk about like the timing of it was pretty interesting because Google was supposed to be doing some announcements next week. So did Amazon just randomly decide to pop in front of them? You already mentioned, you know, will the new Echo potentially take some of the wind out of the sails of the Apple HomePod? But I think a couple other things, they don't start with the word Echo, but they will have Alexa in them. So it's a brand new Fire TV. We'll do 4K Ultra HD, streaming media, et cetera. And it's like, looks more like a dongle this time around. So you plug it into your HDMI port and just kind of hangs there, which is pretty cool.
And this, I guess, is also an answer to what Apple announced at their announcements a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, and they can also start doing some interesting bundling, right? So with your Fire TV, you can talk into your Alexa voice remote, or you can also use your nearest Dot or Echo. And I think I'm seeing right here, so if the Fire TV is what, $70, and then you can even drop an Echo in there and all of a sudden it's $80. That seems like a nice little bundle discount if I'm reading that correctly. Pretty substantial bundle discount actually. And then we'll just say a couple other quick things. In the interest of anyone who's listening that would like to start seeing what it's all about and how to actually create your own skill, they announced a free online course that's put out by Code Academy. So you can search for Code Academy, probably space Alexa, and find it. And then you can start learning how to code. I mean, it's going to be a pretty basic one to code, but at least it'll give you an idea. And, you know, certainly, as always, we are here to help you in any way we can.
Well, we should probably let those listeners get back to their busy busy days. I know last week we actually did mention that we talk about how we personally were using Alexa. And I'm sure that if you've been listening, you've kind of got some ideas about how we use it. But we're going to jump in, you know, some of the skills we're using and also some of the ways that we're using Alexa that maybe you haven't yet explored. So we'll get back to that. But Joel, have you anything to add?
Oh, you know, of course, I always have to add something. So I'm in the process of building Alexa in my car. I did it when the first original Dot came out. I actually dropped the Dot right into the center console just because people were making such a big deal about it. It took me about 30 seconds, and I used a little power inverter. But I'm going a little bit more extreme this time around, so we'll talk about that next week.
Nice teaser. Well, thank you. Thanks so much, Joel. As always, you know, out there, you can call us, and we'll help you think through whatever it is you're thinking. This week, we didn't focus so much about developing your own skills, but of course, we're, you know, very interested in what you're doing. And if you have any great use cases and you're having some challenges, please keep those calls coming. You'll find at the bottom of our Alexa podcast a link to reach out. Just, you know, fill that in and we'll get right back to you. So until next time, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.